Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Isn't a Beretta a gun?
It is, yeah.
Is it? Not cool, Ryan.
Probably because of all the great shots they do on target.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Torpedo.
What?
Did I?
Pedo.
Torpedo.
Torino.
Oh. Yeah, what did you say? Torpedo? Isn't that, so. Isn't that your nickname when you go to the private schools?
That's the tours he did around the Peak District.
What you said, mate.
He changed it.
Changed it enough. Oh, God.
Last minute shout of Peak District.
You can't believe it was me.
No one smelt. I just had to freshen this room up.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
My miserable ways.
Yeah. Self-conscious earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, no, when you were spraying the room.
Oh, right.
And I thought it was to do with me.
Have you done a poo today?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you washed recently?
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, seriously, episode 27. This week I'm joined by Pooey Lock.
Ryan!
Yanking the flush, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Just won't go.
When I was in sixth form, I went to Costa and I was in the disabled toilets having a poo. And when I went to flush, I pulled the red lever and this alarm went off.
I can imagine.
So embarrassed.
At his sixth form, that was like a school trip for Ryan.
Yeah.
Take to the Costa.
An initiation to get into my cool gang.
Why were you in the disabled toilets, Babble?
That was an initiation.
It was the only one.
There's a lot going on here. You were in the cool gang.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you took a shit in the disabled toilet of Costa.
Yeah, yeah, and pulled that red wire.
We took a wipe next.
Staff breaking.
No,
what the fuck is this?
I did see a disabled boy just going.
A woman did come out to me and say, why did you pull
the Twin
that?
Towers exploded.
No!
I couldn't eat the rest of me pan of chocolate.
There wasn't actually an initiation.
Did you flush the toilet?
Shock.
You were making jokes.
Yeah.
That is a shock. I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
Looney.
Great to be here.
Oh, quite loony wearing a jumper in this heat.
Yeah.
Looney.
He just.
Did I say any more?
He fronts it up. I'm not
going to
be here.
I'm out
of here.
You jumped up?
It's done, man. It's done,
right.
I'm trying to make chat.
Sorry.
Just annoying, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right.
And Max Smith.
Hello there.
Hey. Back.
Yeah, back again.
After
just 2 weeks.
He's a jumper when he does cross training.
Yeah, could do.
Thanks, Ryan.
I don't think anyone claps me.
I think
your mum claps your cheeks. Oh,
how's she doing that?
Your cheeks.
So many questions.
It's a good thing about the disabled toilet. There's plenty of room for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you could do lots of disabled toilets.
Go on, name three things.
Oh, I don't know. You could probably
host a dinner party.
But no, you probably couldn't do that. Well, no, you could.
What would you serve?
Well, something easy. Just cakes and probably a little buffet.
Just a little buffet.
Yeah.
Just a little buffet.
So it's cakes first.
Compare a big one.
Cakes first and then a buffet.
Yeah, yeah. You could film a TikTok in there. And
why don't you, mate?
You don't know. Not
challenge for next week.
That'd be good.
TikTok into the
same. That would be good. Maybe you yank the red. I'm not going to make it for you.
Yeah. I'll start with that, though, and I'll work something out.
It's just a big table of cake.
You know, the nappy changing bit.
Yeah, I don't know what else you could do.
And Stevie Wonder taking a hot dump.
That TikTok would do well.
It would.
Hmm. Don't know if he'd want to get involved in one of my TikToks. Yeah.
He won't know if you're quiet enough.
He's got no idea.
Max, you've been away.
Yeah, man.
You were at a wedding.
Yay! Not my own.
Imagine if we did the podcast instead of going to the wedding. Joe McGrath's got a really good story about being in Sheffield. He doesn't.
No.
Did it twice as well. Yeah. How was the wedding?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Cake, buffet?
Cake, a lot of cake. I had none. Three courses.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, cheesecake at the end was great.
Can I argue? Lime. I'd say that is better than a buffet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially after COVID, you don't want everyone touching bits.
Oh.
So.
Before COVID?
Yeah, oh, before
touch
COVID's
the bits,
fine.
Touch the bits.
Touching, baby. Yeah, what else? Very religious.
Yeah. What religion?
Christianity.
Nice.
Not heard of that one.
Church of God. I guess they're all churches of God, aren't they?
Different gods.
Yeah. Christianity we're talking.
Oh, God, just.
Well, we shouldn't blaspheme.
Oh, man, I've done myself in. Well,
three courses.
That was good. Congratulations to the bride and groom.
Whoever they may be.
No.
Oh, not bride and bride, not groom and groom. They are Christian. You have lost 2 stone, Max.
Yeah, boy.
How was
secret.
Coach Cooney.
My fan.
Not this no, one. Yeah.
Yeah, not this one. Too loony in the gym, man.
Oh, he rolled up his sleeve as he said that.
Yeah, man.
What's he got in mind?
Go on.
Stay tuned.
What have you got up your sleeve?
Just not much, mate.
Just more ringworm. That's why I lose weight, baby. Yeah, mad, isn't it? Who would have thought?
I imagine Coach Cooney and Gymshark had this planned.
Honestly, Max, this is blindsiding me. This has never happened to me before.
We had all this fat Max stuff prepared. But no, yeah, it's going well. Coach Cooney is, very good in the gym.
Oh, yeah. Gymshark. Even better in the sheets. We need to tell you something.
Wow, Ryan.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
How much have you lost?
Completely agreed with you there. What? I was going to say, are you still enjoying it?
Yeah,
it's the easy question.
I'm in like sheets, as in like the plans, the meal plans and all that.
Yeah. Because he does a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Workout routine. Ryan.
I don't want to have sex with your brother. Just to clarify.
Oh,
rude.
Oh, but his sister.
No. None of the Coonies.
Wow. Just, that is a surname that spreads far and wide.
Loads of us everywhere.
Yeah.
Or anyone related to you. I'm not going to go near him.
I hope you find a 10-10 ting who's a Coonie, and she's like, oh, can we make out? And you go, I can't because of something I said. You're also streaming.
Yeah, streaming. Some great chat, great gameplay. It's all out there for you to watch.
What is your catchphrase?
Yeah,
I've tuned in a couple of times.
It's so
Are you alright?
No, do you know what? The game I picked was the fucking worst thing.
Yeah.
Could have picked anything and I picked Cuphead.
Should have gone for Crash Bash.
Yeah. Crash Bash, yeah, party game. On my own.
Yeah.
I'm winning, man. That'd be good. That's good though, it's good fun. You should try it.
Yeah.
Or streaming.
Yeah.
Or the game.
Either.
Good question, Ryan.
So we'll have you there. Fuck me. Go on. Till I haven't done this for a while, have you gone? Yeah, bloody hell.
So rusty, man. We're dead sharp over here. No, rusty nails. Rusty nails and sharp nails, eh, Ryan? Do your bit on rusty nails. Go on.
Boil up. Get with it.
Get with it.
Well, I'm applauding, right? No, I shouldn't be.
I hate it.
Right. You can't just chant. See, this is
oil. Get with it. My name's Ryan Lowe.
Hey, what else do you need to know?
Imagine if you were a PT, your slogan was oil up,
get with it, kids.
I'd be a terrible PT. Yeah.
No, come on.
Look at the way you fit in that shirt.
True.
Yeah,
true.
I could see it was like a Joe Wicks character.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Joe Wicks.
Yeah, I'd probably be better in leading groups than like a one-to-one.
Yeah, you consider yourself a leader.
Like a Zumba.
In that kind of situation.
A leader in the fitness world?
Or just in general?
No, just like, I think I'd be better at leading like a short fitness class than doing a one-to-one.
You mean short as in kids?
45 minutes.
What leader do you model yourself after?
Joe Wicks.
I'm more of a Julius Caesar.
Joe Wicks.
Sixes.
Sometimes eights. Mm. Oh, right. I see, right. Children.
What?
Ryan, oil up and get with it. We were not talking about children. Tom, you were in Wales.
Oh, so it was, yeah.
Did they know about that, you Randy Git?
It was good.
Crossbreeding.
Very good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I went to Pembrokeshire.
Pembrokeshire.
5-hour drive.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, man.
Yeah, Googled it.
I didn't Google it before I booked it. So it was good. Got there about midnight trying to put a tent up. Pitch black, the wind coming in from the sea. So in the morning it was all skew-whiff. That was good.
That's cute.
You know loonies arrived, don't you?
Yeah.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Wind's blowing a gale.
Just arguing.
Sleeping alone.
But at any point did you go, just stay in the car? Did that cross your mind?
Yeah, because the thing is, I don't love camping. There are things I like about it, but I think when you do go camping, there are certain points during it you just think there's a reason why.
Why did you want to go then?
Well, I bought a tent at a charity shop and I thought, I'm going to use this.
Joe, because it was a very hot weekend. Mm. Was it like a sauna in there?
So,
or was it nice?
The tent pretty much replicated what was happening outside. So even if it got really hot, if the temperature dipped, it was cool within a few minutes. So it was all right at night, but you'd wake up and it was a fucking hot box. It was a sauna. So
hot boxed it, eh?
Yeah. It lovely nice. Though, absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
And did that tent in the... Undid the zip on the door, first thing in the morning. But it was really good when you unzipped that door on the tent.
We know it's been with you.
And it was that beautiful view.
We're facing away from the sea, actually.
Just a brick wall right there.
You can't camp here, sir. Best thing about Pembrokeshire.
We got a lot of fans there watching as well.
I really enjoyed the driving. The roads around there, it was gorgeous.
I think you want to get a motorcycle and just rev.
Yeah, man.
As you're going up, but just rev.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's going to have a motorbike when he's older.
I'll just get a bike. Just put it in sixth gear. Drift.
You've got a thing for the sixes, haven't you?
Yes. It is actually one of my lucky numbers.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you got 38 there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his 1906.
Nice.
Lucky boy.
Yes.
Would you get like 3 sixes tattooed on you?
No. That's the devil, mate.
2 sixes.
Oh, I never thought of that. Speaking of the devil, we went to the Akeko premiere.
Missed it. Fucking missed it, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you planned a holiday on that time, right?
That's so
very last minute.
Wow.
Literally Friday morning.
Myself and Ryan, we got there a bit late.
Yeah.
I think we were halfway through.
Okay.
We were told 8:10. We got there at 8:10. It was 8. Ugh. And then Max came in a bit after us.
I got the credits.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was good. It was, I saw the first draft and then I saw that one. I was like, ooh, they've added sound, and the sound did a lot.
Yeah.
Ormrod was wearing a suit on a hot day.
Little bow tie, was he?
And a bow tie.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Went in Akeko, not Rome, but went in Akeko.
There's a lot of people turn out for it.
Yeah.
Did you go to the after party?
Yeah,
how was that?
We were at the after party, mate.
Oh, so true.
Yes.
I was chatting to James's brother, who is far more intelligent than James.
Yeah, that he's never told anyone about.
Yeah, because he's far more intelligent. That's why.
Is he older or younger?
Younger.
Yeah. Okay,
More charming.
We got the worst one.
Really. Yeah, he's just going on about all the stuff he's made in engineering.
Made a car.
I can't even compute this.
Yeah.
Is he available for like sketches and filming?
Ideally, he will be.
Yeah, we'll make him available.
it was good. And then just drank too much.
Oh, nice.
Just drank too much.
What were you on?
Cloud Nine.
Yeah. Nice.
Went to bed about midnight-ish.
Go on,
I went home.
He ran off because he knew I was going to chase him.
Yeah, I still did though, in a way though, didn't you? Because I was asleep when he was bashing on my door again.
You said you didn't hear.
I was asleep for that.
Pick a lane.
Yeah. But I heard about it.
Who's a lane?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was it. You went home, went to bed.
Yeah. No, I was talking about him bashing on my door.
All right.
Yeah. It'll be amusing for everyone.
Yeah.
Far too drunk. And then it was the next day. It was a really hot day. And at one point, I threw up in the toilet and then just lay on the bathroom floor. Wow. And I fell asleep for about an hour. And it was one of those hangovers where you go, I'm going to start reading. Mm. I'm going to start working at a soup kitchen. It's one of those hangovers where you go, I can turn my life around. This doesn't have to be me.
That's upsetting.
Maybe it was a Kekko. You know, you were drinking water the whole night then.
Oh, yes.
Shit.
There you go.
I like that idea. Mm. Not just my reckless ways. Yes. But I went out yesterday to Wales.
Nice.
I didn't drink then. There was a lot of alcohol around. And I had a good time. So I thought, you know what? I don't need alcohol. Alcohol needs me. Yeah, I'm going to play hard to get with alcohol for a while. I'm over drinking now, guys. Yeah, I've done it. I'm just too good for it.
Yeah, I respect that.
I'm going to join Max.
Yeah, do it, man.
Yeah.
Tom, when he has three beers.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
That's true, though,
pretty much
it?
Almost done drinking.
Yeah.
But when you still dabble a bit, you become a lightweight.
Cavos lock over here.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to drink more.
Yeah. You can have what we leave.
Yeah. No, do you know what? I'm not...
Have you drunk today?
I'm not.
Is that a vodka Red Bull?
I don't actually drink as much as I used to.
Bollocks.
No chance. Used to drink beer every day.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Did.
Fucking hell.
But just don't want to anymore.
Is it working in a bar, do you think? It's done that.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just so many bad drinks.
It's just the feeling of alcohol. Yeah. I think I've just drunk it a bit too much. Like, especially like at home, like bottles or anything like that.
Just never smoking a lot of weed now. More so is kind of, you know.
Ryan, I've got a question for you.
The only thing I drink is bong water, man.
Bong or bath water? What would you rather?
I don't know.
Or bog water.
And it's not your bath water, it's someone else's.
The bong water, then.
Margot Robbie's. Oh, you missed out there.
Oh.
But she'd been crawling in mud.
You pooed in it.
It's Australian, didn't it? That's what they do. In Wales yesterday, I played Zorb football.
Nice.
It's one of those, it looks great, and we've done it before, and then about 5 minutes in, you go, I can't breathe, and everything aches.
Yeah.
Fun,
yeah.
What I shed all the skin off my knuckles when I did it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sort of for weeks.
I don't really know what Zorb football is it?
And you're in the big inflatable balls.
But are your legs still sticking out of
still
it?
Right,
okay.
You'd be great at Zorb football, Max. It's...
I wouldn't be able to get my legs through it. I'll just be trapped in it like
No, honestly, as long as you've got like feel a bit of strength with the floor,
you'd
be all right.
You would charge like a rhino.
You would kill us.
Yeah, oh, nice, okay.
He's hilarious. It's all football.
Trip over anything.
It's more you just like.
It would just go for me, even though I've not got the ball.
You're way about
that's
10
all right.
grams.
The rule was you can't hit them from behind.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'd wait as soon as they were on side on, not looking, then you get them. And they're upside down. It's great.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'd knock people over.
Yeah.
And I'd just kick them in
their
legs.
Nice.
What's this for?
There's no Zorb ball. I could just kick
them. Who were you with?
It was the Have a Word podcast.
Oh, right.
And they had a group of comedians who can't run. So I was just, you know, attacking people.
Nice.
But they were out in Rhyl. My God, Rhyl. I've been there once when I was a lot younger and it has not changed one bit.
Mm.
I got told that they have the Sun Centre too, which is like a water park thing.
Right.
And I asked what happened to the first one and they said, oh, it was closed due to paedophilia. They opened up a new one, like a new building, but then didn't change the name.
They just sent it to
it makes it sound more threatening.
Closed due to paedophilia?
Yeah.
How so? I mean, like, just the paedophiles going
people
there.
People working their cameras and stuff,
oh,
right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not so cool. Real.
Wow.
Yeah, that ain't on.
Get here first, guys.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah, it's time for some complaints. Remember, this is podcastcomplaints@gmail.com. Mm. First one is from David Cowie. He says, topic is James. He says, can James shave that tash tar? He has done.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
This one is from Louis Johnson. Cannot bloody believe it.
Oh, shit.
I have just tuned in to Master Chief himself, Cameron Green's segment, and the Green Party is no more. I've devoted my life to the real Green Party and its radical clams. We need the Green Party back. Also, down with IMAX Looney forever. Wow.
Yeah, people, even though it's dead.
Do they not know?
It's not dead enough.
They've not listened to the second
half. It's alive in recordings and archives. It's too alive for them.
Max, what do you make of this coalition between Cameron and Tom taking on?
Not happy about it. You know, you've got a political power in the Green Party.
Yeah.
And then whatever the fuck you are now.
Those heavyweights are quick, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
Who am I going to throw my weight behind?
Oh. Clap the cheeks. Lion's mum. Yeah.
Why bring her into this?
Sorry.
Little cameo.
She does do cameo.
Does she?
Well. 30 quid, you'll see me anus. This one says, smacking gums, not mums. Hi, guys. Long-time listener and big fan. But this has to be said. I know it's obviously Tom trying to overcompensate for the fact that his segment takes next to no effort at all. Right. But he has to stop bringing in sweets.
It's so true.
I'm sure it's great to keep Max's sugar levels high. as he usually seems to burn out towards the end.
I never win him.
But listening to gum smacking and people speaking with full mouths for the minutes following Looney Cooney is nigh on unbearable.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I sometimes bring biscuits.
Yeah.
Pornography.
Yeah, that's true enough. Yeah, you know. What happened to that magazine? Did I give it to someone?
I think you won it and then
you had it.
Yeah, but I gave it to someone.
I saw it in the bin a few weeks.
What?
That was a collectible, app.
Covered in mayo.
Shit. Our final complaint is from Alwyn Jones. Hi, guys. Just thought you might want to reposition your seating arrangement, as from time to time, there's an unholy shine reflecting off Ryan's massive five head when he moves. Right now, I've wiggled my way into his complaint section. It's time to say it like it is. I know you will have picked this comment, Stephen, to try and be above Ryan again. You need to step it up, lad. Coming across desperate recently. This is from May. So I've moved on. I'm really good now. We can only move forwards. Oh, that's the phrase of James Alcott, a different podcast. First time we've had this.
Wow.
Alwyn Jones, you are being punished. This has got nothing to do with the paragraph about me and my bad performance. It's time for the news. Boris took second holiday in a fortnight, and what was trending on Twitter was hashtag get back to work, you fat ponts.
Wow. Apparently you were shouted that in a Greek shopping centre.
Nice, yeah. Get him, guys, get him. Yeah. Get some Greek yoghurt and just pour it on his head.
Yeah.
Punch his kids.
Mad how they still like wear suits even when they're on holiday.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it a suit?
He had a proper suit on.
Was he? Oh,
yeah.
He might have been at the Yekeko premiere in Greece.
Oh, maybe.
Worldwide, baby.
Mr. Worldwide. What'd you make of that? Second holiday in a fortnight. I think he's got his job, the biggest job he'll ever have until November, is it? Do it. Yeah. No, don't take a holiday from fucking
up.
Doesn't care.
Go on holiday for like 6 months after this.
Do you know what irks me? Is how he was in the news every week. Oh, he's done this, he's done that, he's done that. Yeah. And this is the only thing that's come up recently. What's going on, Ryan? They wanted rid of him.
Yeah.
The worm has turned. Conspiracy.
Distraction.
Oh, from what?
Who knows, mate? Who knows what's
going on? Just try and think of something.
Sun Center 2.
There could be like aliens. Or moles everywhere.
Moles. Alien moles in the Sun Center.
Just an outbreak.
Probably is moles. Yeah. A mole, like a Russian mole.
Oh, God.
Ryan, you have struck gold. You have said too much. You are in danger. What's you and Alwyn Jones are probably going to die.
Oh, shit. There's a light on your forehead. Oh, no, it's just your forehead.
It's good.
Good wholesome moment. Yeah. No one
got it. It's all right, mate. It's all right, Brian. Graham Souness is criticised for comments he made about football being a man's game while sat next to Karen Carney, who was a female footballer. And now pundit. But if she complains, then she's going to fall in the trap of being called a Karen, you know?
Of course, yeah.
It must be tough for Karens who just live their life normally and now have a genuine complaint about something. They think, oh, I can't say anything.
I'm literally a Karen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, God.
I don't think of these people.
No.
Right, okay.
Would you change your name to Karen?
No.
How much?
How much, yeah?
Oh, I don't know. 20 grand.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Karen Locke.
For a year.
No, forever. Mm. What do you mean for a year?
20 grand for a year.
It's like
ridiculous.
5 years.
No, for life.
No.
Minimum of
I'll
10 years.
Then. 10 years.
Yeah.
20 grand. 30 grand.
You've got no concept of money, have you?
Well, that'll keep me going for a while.
Will it? Yeah. 10 grand. Sorry, 30 grand for 10 years.
Oh.
You spend it within the first 5
grand
months.
A year. Yeah. It's a student loan. Yeah. Next up, what do you make of his comment? Sorry, Graeme Souness.
Oh, dickhead.
It's bad, isn't it?
It's just a phrase, just, isn't it? But he's stuck in his ways of, yeah, I love a hard tackle. What do you mean by that, Graeme?
Oh, nice.
He wants to see players on the floor bleeding a bit.
Mm. Oh.
Women bleed. Yeah. Still don't like them, Graeme. They can't wear white shorts, female footballers, often.
Yeah. Really? What? Oh, but
periods,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. God.
They can wear white shorts, but I think they try not to.
Yeah. What colour shorts would you wear?
Would I wear? Black.
I'd have to wear brown.
Yeah.
Probably red.
Might be nervous to play.
Burgundy.
Oh, to match it?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I'd wear denim. Leather shorts.
Double denim, baby.
How much to wear leather shorts would be called Karen for 10 years?
Yeah.
45 grand.
An extra 15 for the shorts.
Bad, you know, leather pants.
Leather shorts.
For 10 years.
Green leather.
I mean,
can I shower?
You're 27.
I can still take it.
Can I shower?
I'll keep them on for 10 years.
Yeah, you can. No, you can take them off, but you have to wear them when you.
Okay.
You
know. But, I mean, from 27 to 37, that is a pivotal time of your life.
Yeah.
We're looking at, you know, marriage, possibly kids.
Mm. And a lot of that is going to have to do with the fact that you were wearing leather shorts.
Yeah.
It will dictate key moments in my life.
Yeah.
But I've got 4.5 grand this year, my love.
45, I said.
Yeah, but I mean a year.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Or one great fucking year of 45 grand. Just think about that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Think about the wedding you could have.
Yeah. Here comes the groom. And just chafing as you go down. Tears. Come on, Karen. Chin up.
Clapping. Is it the same pair of shorts?
Oh, it's got to be.
Oh, yeah, it's
got to be.
I mean, the thing is, that fabric's not really going to get like odour in it, so you can just shower with the shorts on.
Yeah,
just take them off, give them a little
back
on.
No, I think it would. It probably would, though.
No, be fine.
Yeah. I think it would start going... Would it go mouldy?
Yeah. You think that your underpants, so your trousers are going to go mouldy.
Maybe.
In and around,
I'm
in and around
10
your,
years.
Your gooch.
Yeah, but think about the bag of money you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45 grand, mate. You can buy mould remover spray.
That's nice.
Yeah, you can. 20 so quid from Boots.
Your gooch hair is like a little mop.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
Yeah.
It's time for a brand new segment.
Whoa.
It's sort of a twist on a classic. I got bored of slagging off podcasts, you know.
Nice.
I'd rather slag off David Beckham's kids. And Victoria's, sorry. this week, we've got a new segment. It's called Anonymous Source.
Ooh.
What source is this?
Oh, okay.
For viewers at home, I will not pass it. It's anonymous to you. It is here. For viewers at home, I'm holding up a white pot.
So egg white, really white.
PVA glue.
He's gone PVA glue.
Looks like it.
So it's not even a sauce.
Anonymous sauce.
I'm going to say paint.
It's meant to be a sauce.
say mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm going to say paint as well.
Well. It is paint. I thought I'd throw you up.
Yay!
Thought we'd get mayonnaise, salad cream.
That really bad. paint and glue. It was paint.
Yeah. Except for this segment.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Florence Pugh confirms she and Zach Braff have split.
That's a shame.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Must be a big age gap between them.
Who is she?
She's an actress.
She's
Marvel stuff, isn't she?
Midsummer, have you seen that?
No.
Normally she bangs.
I know he has been out with a few younger girls.
Zach! Yeah.
Naughty.
A few times I've seen him, there's always like a 10-year, 15-year age difference.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, like the guy who's in Kick-Ass, he bucked the trend with that one. He's dating a woman older.
Could you date an older woman, Ryan?
Yeah.
You bloody could as well.
Thank you. How much?
How is your mum?
Yeah. It's good, thank you.
Oh!
Would you rather go out with someone 10 years older or 10 years younger?
10 years older.
Yeah. Yeah. What about 50 years older or 10 years younger?
30 years older or 10 years younger?
Yeah.
So 57 or 17?
Yeah. Oh, probably 17.
Oh.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all.
I wouldn't text her.
Wouldn't text her during during like college hours.
Oh, God. It's hot in his jumper.
Take it off.
Yeah, take it off.
Just a Huel t-shirt underneath.
That's fine. It's fine. That's what you usually wear, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right, man.
I'm going to take it off.
Yeah, do it.
I'm going to take it off.
Do you want me to speak so we can't see you doing it?
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing up that gossip there, Tom.
Thanks.
Yeah, good man.
Thank you.
We don't have you laugh, you lose.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Unless anyone wants to do it. Ryan, would you agree to this with me? Here's my proposition. Me and Ryan do a You Laugh, You Lose as a duo.
But right now.
Spontaneous. Well, we'll need a couple of minutes. If you don't laugh, you get, what should we say, £15 each.
Right.
If they do laugh, then you get £15 for each person you make laugh.
Okay.
Okay. So right. You can make £30.
Yeah.
They could win 15 each.
Yep.
Is that okay?
So if one of us laughs, then the other one doesn't get any money, basically.
No. Right. If you don't laugh, then
I've got to give you 15
quid, baby.
Yeah.
You've got to give me 15 quid.
Yep.
Okay.
But I think we'll get them.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The thing's gone off.
Okay. We're going to need a quick break.
Stand when we walk in, yeah?
No, so you can sit down.
We're at a massive disadvantage here because we know this is improvised and
put together. Ryan, can we up the stakes to £20? You could win 40 if they both laugh. Yeah, £20. You ready?
I guess so.
Hello, I am Professor Einstein, and please welcome the new Sexbot 3000. Hello. It is activated via the orange button. And it tells the funniest jokes.
I like to tell jokes.
It is not.
Barely.
I had Tom laugh.
Ah, well, I had Tom laugh.
Fuck off.
After the sweet came out.
Is it over?
Yeah, well done, Max.
Fuck off. That last week got me.
You know what? It is what it is. Assess it.
I mean, that looks like a laugh. You laughed there. You just looked at Max and laughed. And we only saw the end bit there. He laughed, he lost. And you won in a way.
Yeah. And you.
I'm fucking
devastated.
We were going to go with a superhero at this point with the glasses. And then I really wanted to write slot on his forehead.
I think I'll be all right.
Your mum watches this, doesn't she?
She does.
Mummy's a little slut.
She'll like that.
You'd rather be a slut or a slug?
A slut.
Slug, yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, you know.
Fucking bar slug. You know. The amount of times I get called that.
Fucking sexy bar slug.
Yeah. Get it? Sexy, that's all right, isn't it?
Not throwing salt, throwing just dollar bills.
Yes! Just $1.
Covered in salt.
Fuck off, mate.
Lull you into a false sense of security.
Picking up the dollars through the woods. You with your big bag of salt.
My talking point is this. What is the most you'd let slide on a first date and still want to see them?
God.
Oh.
Oh.
Or you fart.
Yeah?
I'd be like, yeah, you farted, that's fine.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
I guess it depends on the nature of the fart.
It's like a, like a proper wet one. I'd be like, that's fine.
Then went straight away, went, cool, that was...
Oh, get a load of that, baby.
Max, your date's knocking me sick. Everything about it so far.
That's the most.
You only let me in a little bit, but this date.
How quickly you said that's fine makes me think you're the weird one.
Yeah, come on.
Proper wet one, yeah.
What else do you have in there?
Oh, better have it in.
That's me, girl. A woman.
Or man. Oh, nice. Men can trump too.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah, farting's a women's game.
Would you not? Would you not let a person fart? Would you like if you if Zoe farted?
Yeah. I'd like.
Yeah.
And wouldn't really bother me. Probably laugh.
First days, man.
Break the ice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
A little fart.
Yeah. Well, it was a powerful one if it did.
If it was just a little cheeky one and you could tell, you know, they were.
What if it wasn't, though?
If they really went for a let it rip, I just think, oh, they're doing this now.
Man. Oh, yeah. If they
they're
cocked
doing
their leg,
this now.
Lean to one side and fart. I'm going to go, that's not me.
Make way.
Yeah. They just
go on.
On my finger for listeners at home. Yeah, farting's fine, because I think if I did it,
yeah,
you know, I'd be like, oh, no, I farted. Mm. Then they'd let me off. If they got too drunk and threw up on you, then what?
I guess it depends where you've been and if you were drinking. If they turn out to be drunk,
Cineworld.
I guess they can be nervous, sure. I can forgive drunkness. I'd say, you know, don't be embarrassed. We'll go for it again. Like, there are some things I couldn't forgive, you know, anything like hygiene related, you know. Like.
I think a tough one is if right off the bat they come out with something like rude to staff.
Yeah.
If they say something or they make a big complaint and you just sort of sat there like,
yeah.
Backs up, you're worried.
I'm not even worried though. Like, that's like such a red flag. Just like, nah, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Don't need this. Happy on my own. Fine.
I guess the things that you couldn't forgive are things that are like, it's bad and it's not just a one-time thing. If they're rude to staff, then they're rude to staff every day.
What about...
rude to me?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
As you're talking, turns out they've been with one of your friends in the past.
Depends on the friend.
Yeah.
Your dad. Oh, God.
The date is my dad, or they've been with my dad.
No, don't know, silly.
Oh my god.
Been with your dad.
Oh no.
Max is dating his mum.
Fuck off, mate.
He's a little slut. What about if they were very just sexual?
Yeah.
If they were just constantly going out,
a bit forward.
Like shagging. Yeah, yeah, they're just like that.
About me or about other people?
Definitely no, serious. No, about you. If they were just full on.
No, is it you doing, dog?
They were like, oh, I'd fuck that bartender.
No, I mean,
or if they were like,
you.
I'm going to...
Yeah. If they were like, drink up, we need to fuck. Yeah. I'd then be like... Probably because I was a virgin on my dates.
Yeah.
Hard to know.
Yeah, you know, I have a little bit of salty. Yeah. But then again, they're drunk and nervous.
Yeah. Flirt with me a bit, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Flirt with me a bit.
Make me want
to be forgiven.
You keep forgetting, don't you?
Flirt with me. Please flirt
don't
with
just
me.
Take photos from a distance.
Flirt.
What about if she just gets some drugs on the table, snorts them up?
Oh,
yeah.
Just like it's nothing.
It's embarrassing.
Why was it not? Was it not drugs?
I could probably live with that. For now.
So
see him again. But you know, I'm concerned, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you worried?
Yeah. A little bit.
When they see you again, is it an intervention?
Could be.
Yeah.
Wolf. Me and my boy Smith, yeah.
Can we see how that goes, please?
Nah, can't.
This is my date.
Can't see it.
Right, so we're doing an intervention for your date.
Yeah, because this slut was bunging ketamine over.
Ketamine over. Yeah.
So, this is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi, Jean.
No, Janine. Are you paying attention?
Yeah, so Stephen's asked us to have a word with you.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yeah. It's just our first date, isn't it?
Yeah. Second date.
Yeah. Probably don't remember it.
So blitzed.
Yeah, you must have forgotten it because of the amount of crack cocaine you had.
So you know what this is about, yeah?
So you
not
do,
really.
You sniff one crack, do you?
Don't know what it's about.
No. Well, I assume now it's going to be
about the drugs. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you feel a bit uncomfortable?
We weren't there.
Oh, right. Stephen's the one who's uncomfortable, but not so uncomfortable that he didn't want this second date.
Sorry, Ginny, I was just on a human level, I was concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's just something I do to pick me up a bit.
Sensing you've got some issues, Ginny.
What do you need to pick me up when you're on a date with me?
Oh,
I just think that makes me feel you're selfish. Yeah.
Well, you've been talking about yourself for about half an hour. So
yeah, but there's a lot to talk about.
I'm going to have some.
I'd barely got up to 2018 of my great YouTube story, and you're bored off.
Yeah. Well,
it's a great fucking story,
that. Really is. Really gets good.
The frustrating thing is that there's so 400K much potential Q&A. In this relationship. You're just getting in your own way.
I feel like if we were to leave, this could flourish.
No. Yeah. It's not going to be angry sex later where we just fall about in passion.
Well,
could be.
It's going to be her hitting me with a frying pan saying, "Where's me fucking sniff?"
Does that sound like something you might do, Janine?
What?
Don't sniff too much, you're fired again.
Wet one.
Third date?
I think 100%.
So. Yeah. We're going to go ape. Talk about some high lines, you know what I mean?
That's good.
They're so right for each other.
I love that, man.
That's what keeps us together, eh, Janine?
Yeah.
Go on, Ryan, what's your talking point?
Slapstick.
Slutstick.
My dick's a slutstick.
Nice.
Sorry, Zoe.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
And you're a slut.
Yeah. I'm a little slut now.
You're
not,
a stick.
No.
You call me fat all the time.
I'm just the perfect size.
Fucking hands off.
Oh, let me.
Fuck off.
Didn't answer any of my messages. I've been sending him loads for fucking weeks.
It's fucking annoying, man. He ghosted me, man.
Messaging me all the time.
Would you rather have Joe sing to you every night?
Right.
All your questions are about Joe. Yeah.
Or Dave read to you every night?
Dave Reed was the name of my step-grandfather. He's a bit of a pedo.
Right. Okay, Joe is.
So every night.
And in solidarity. Yeah.
He walked in on me when I was in the bath. He knew I was in the bath.
Ooh.
Creep.
Wow.
Do you have, like, bubbles, like they do in the movie, where it's bubbles or...
No, just a cock in an empty Ray Dogs bottle.
You ever called him out on it?
I've made several jokes about him being a pedo, yeah. If you watch him.
Dave wouldn't read very well, so also I don't know how long the book would be, so I'd say Joe.
I'm having Dave read to me.
Yeah. I'll just take whoever's left and ask.
I know there's only two, so
two.
Yeah.
I'll have Joe sing.
Yeah.
Or Cameron read a historical story, but he has to finish. He's got to get to the end of it. He's just gonna keep waking you up.
I'll have Joe read to me.
Yeah. No, that's
Dave
not an option.
Sing. Whatever, just anything to avoid.
Or Ryan play the bongos for 3 hours.
Yeah, could do that. Just while you sleep.
While I sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, I quite like that.
Okay, that's all right.
As soon as you wake up.
I'm asleep.
James Ormrod's got the sound of light rain falling, and he's just playing that off his phone.
That's quite nice.
I just don't want James Ormrod in
Has he got the moustache?
Yeah.
Sat at the end of the bed playing.
And in the middle of the night, you just hear him just scratching it.
I'm going Joe. I'll go Joe.
Yeah, Joe sing to me.
That's the least offensive.
Dave reading.
Yeah.
I'll go Joe singing.
Yeah.
Great talking point.
Yeah. And when I say Dave reading, that's not a verb for being a paedophile. Right, just to be clear. Anyway, it's time for this.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Right then. Let's get down to business.
He fucking loves Ibiza.
Weird thing for a slut to say.
No, surely that's on.
Yeah, I guess, very on brand.
Part of the course. What business are we talking about, Ryan?
Right, then, what have we got here? Woo!
Not show business, blow business.
Those of you that can't see.
Everything has to be a joke, Stephen.
So,
you're going to explain what it is for people that can't see?
Yeah.
It's like a soft toy.
It's a soft toy.
Of a little squid. A little octopus, maybe. I'll find out.
When are you going to ask it?
Max, what is this to you?
I won this for being the happiest guest at the wedding.
Wow. Whose wedding was it?
Well, I'm not going to say their names, but the one I went to recently.
Just make up two names then.
Okay, yeah. Jeremiah and Felicia.
I don't believe it.
And, right, Tom, what is this to you?
Like Felicia.
I stole this from Devon from an African street salesman.
Wow.
You didn't get it in Wales on the weekend.
It's an octopus, by the way.
I'll be in the charge of that.
Says octopus on the label.
Oh. Do you want it to ink you?
Hey. Yeah,
always. Well, what is this to you?
It's my little pipe smoking friend.
Yeah? The days must just fly by.
I only got it the other yesterday, actually.
Right. Where from?
The Arcade, was it?
Nice.
I was given £10. I tried to win a few tickets, got bored, and I was doing 2p machines. And then I saw the claw machines, and other people were trying to win one. And on my third go, just 60 pence spent, the claw comes down and gets it. Wow. Not seen before in a real arcade.
Fast, yeah, very fast.
60p.
The third go. I then spent about £6 trying to win another toy. I didn't get anything. Not in the same machine either.
Really?
I'm no mug.
Yeah. Is it a big arcade?
It was big, you know, for
the
real.
Questions. These are the questions.
Hey, start off with random questions.
I went in and thought, this is it.
And then focus them
turned
in.
Turned right.
I look forward to seeing this.
Wow.
Yeah. 60p, are you sure it's 60p?
No, you're right. It's 75p.
These claw machines are about pounds.
No, you were right, but I meant 75p because you put a pound in and you get not three goes, four goes.
Right. I've been hashing this bit.
And then it was my third attempt, which translates to 75 pence.
Right.
Does it smell like real?
Oh! That's cool.
Is it?
Oh, reversible octopus.
Fuck.
Oh, he's angry.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he might not be angry, don't.
I think he's more upset.
Because
you got your hand in him.
But what did you do the moment you got this?
I was very happy.
Anyone see it?
Yeah. There's the camera didn't get it. But rival claw machine users looked on in envy.
Mm. I would. Never won anything.
Don't be jealous of me, mate.
Tom.
Yeah.
You stole this.
Yeah, basically.
It's a bit out of character.
So I was in Brussels with Devon.
Brussels?
Yeah, Brussels, Belgium.
And who did you steal it from, sorry?
There was these street salesmen that are selling these caps and glasses and all sorts of stuff. It was in the market square in Brussels, if you don't. It's a very...
I've been there. Very can't move for them.
Very touristy bit.
Yeah.
Selling like selfie sticks and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a few around, it's not like hammered. It's Brussels isn't that kind of place.
Why did you want to steal it?
Well, actually, the gentleman tried to entice us over as we were walking around the first time. And
how did he entice them over? And how exactly did he entice you?
Just he used his voice and kind of gesticulations.
What accent was he speaking?
I mean, he was an African man, quite clearly. I think I could tell he was. I could tell he was.
You know, Africa's a whole continent.
I know Africa's a whole continent. He was a French-speaking black African man.
Could have been Paul Pogba.
Could have been Paul Pogba, but I don't think it was.
Right.
Almost certain it wasn't. Almost certain it wasn't.
Well, Belgium's nearer to France than Africa.
They've got a big, like Ethiopian community there. Lots of Africans living in Belgium.
Name five.
Couldn't do by name, but there was at least
couldn't
five in the restaurant we were in.
Tom, you're lying.
I'm not lying, mate.
Mm. We'll see.
You've not asked me any questions.
There's actually loads of questions. Really good.
Very insightful. I'm scared.
Ask him why, Tom. Why steal?
I think I did. Why?
You think you did? No, you think you've asked me.
Yeah.
No,
I was got quite distracted.
didn't you?
Yeah, I asked the questions.
Yeah. I don't like this guy. Yeah.
So did you steal it for anyone?
Devon has been, this is Kevin. Devon's been wanting one of these for a while. She always sees them, they're cute, but
right.
They're probably dead expensive from these things.
Ask him why is it made in Essex?
why is this made in Essex? Yeah.
Don't know, mate. We export a lot of crap.
Why don't you...
It'd be a factory there, won't it, that makes these octopus. You see them all over the place.
Straight to Africa.
Octopi. Yeah.
He didn't bring it from Africa, did he?
Oh, you don't know that. Did you ask that? And he said, fuck off.
Probably relatively locally sourced from just over the channel.
Mr. Smith.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. You got this at a wedding?
Yeah, I went to a wedding the other week.
Just down with this one.
Giving out octopuses at weddings, are they?
No, just giving out toys. There's a lot of kids that went because it was like a Christian sort of church event.
Expensive toy to just be giving out at a wedding. Did you fancy it?
Oh,
No. You asked all the questions that were whispered in your ear to me.
All right, okay. Did you or did you not fancy any of the children there?
I did not fancy any of the children, and I'm proud to say that.
Okay. Yeah. Look him in the eye.
There's a fly in the room, man.
And when you got this, was it green side or orange?
It was green side, obviously. I was the happiest guest.
Right.
They didn't go, slip me a fast one.
Where was this wedding?
Where was the wedding? Yeah. So it was in Didsbury.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to a place called Styal, S-T-Y-A-L.
Right.
Like some sort
and
of
did they, style. When okay. did they give these out?
In the reception. Is it the reception? The after party bit?
Yeah.
Reception,
man.
Why do you keep saying reception?
Why do you keep saying reception?
Because that's what it was, Ryan. Oh, yeah. The fact that you're asking that question means you've got a weird...
It or she?
You're question. Fucking weird, you
good
are.
Question,
you know what? Hey, I don't like this. Hey, somebody needs to police the police, I think. Yeah, so in the reception...
I hope this interview's being recorded. I really do.
Okay. Would you be annoyed if I tore this open and went to town on this stuffing?
Only one way to find out, I think.
Yeah, to be fair,
I don't know how I feel right now.
Yeah.
So I
need to see this. I need to know.
I need to see it.
Luckily for you,
No.
I'm not going to have sex with this toy today.
Okay.
But I do think I know who is telling the truth and who is lying.
Oh.
Max, I'm not saying it's impossible, but people just don't give out these sort of things in weddings.
You went to a wedding where some dork threw toast at people. So, you know, what the fuck, mate? I can win a toy.
Tom?
Yeah.
This toy is... It looks too new. It looks too clean.
Yeah.
To be bought...
Should it be fucking filthy?
Yeah. A little bit dusty.
Why?
At least...
Maybe it's been cared for and loved.
I know if it was, it would just be sat in your room somewhere.
Your dirty room. Ooh.
My room's spotless.
Yes.
You see my room.
Yes, but...
Your grubby room.
I'm just saying this looks very
It's been
new.
In a box.
It's very new. Stephen, I think you're telling the truth.
Correct.
Really wanted him to get that right, didn't you?
No, I just gave him some questions to ask, you know.
It did help, to be fair. Yeah. I struggle with answering questions.
Do you?
No.
Well, you're not meant to answer them.
No, I'll ask questions, sorry.
Ryan, stop.
Congrats on the win, obviously. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, well done.
500 tickets, what an evening.
Nice.
Ryan, can you get out, please, drinking water in a podcast?
Scum.
Ugh. We didn't see him again, did we?
You fucked up.
Hello.
Oh, God. Oh, mate. Is it going all right? Oh, bloody hell!
Oh, God. I think you'd be scared of animals. You've
seen a couple of octopuses in my time.
Yeah? Octopi.
Octopi.
Mad. Yeah. Wonder what you like.
What is your time?
Well.
What is my type?
Time.
Time.
I wonder what your type is as well.
Australian time.
Yeah, what is your...
You said in my time, and I was like, what is your time?
Oh, right. Now, innit?
Now's your time. This is the time.
That's
this
great. Is it? Yeah, that's it's good. Like Eminem in 8 Mile.
Yeah.
What's your type?
My type would be a beautiful, tall, really tall woman.
Really tall.
Really tall.
Okay. Like freakishly tall.
Yeah. I'm talking double, triple.
Wow. Double, triple
what?
Size of me.
Oh, right.
Oh, God.
That's going to be difficult. What's your name?
Well, my name is Father Campbell.
Oh, wow.
Howdy, Father.
Aye.
Wow, man of the cloth.
Well, the reason I'm here is because I believe I was cheated out of winning Britain's tallest man.
Really?
Which I was pretty pissed off about because I wanted to be at the sort of similar height as all the women that I love.
But as long as they're triple the size of you.
Yeah.
That would be freakishly tall.
But sometimes... Women triple the size of me just aren't attracted to me because I'm so small.
Probably can't see. Yeah, exactly. Like an ant.
Yeah. That'll be it. Yeah.
Do they even exist?
So you trying to? Do you find hamsters sexy?
No, not at all. Little rodents.
Yeah.
That's you fuck one?
They probably think that of you.
Yeah.
They're triple the height of you.
Oh, that's true.
What I'm curious about is why is an Australian trying to be Britain's tallest man?
You get them, don't you? People
you reckon
compete on different
coming
shows,
over here trying to win our competition.
That's it, man.
I tried in Australia, but I was just too short. And I thought I might stand a bit more of a chance if I came over here.
Right. I do believe Australians are probably taller, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
we are quite tall.
Even if you were tall, though, can you explain to me how it's a talent?
Well, being tall...
It's not a talent.
Oh, it is a talent.
Well, no.
It definitely is.
I'm thinking of
Britain's tallest man.
What's
just read the brief. Sorry, Mum.
Could you stand up?
I've not seen the show.
Yeah, of course I can, mate. Oh.
Right.
As you can see.
You're sweaty, aren't you?
We're playing a big game.
Of what?
Wanking.
Wanking?
Father Campbell, who'd you play that with?
Anyway, can we go back to me for a minute?
who'd you play your wanking game with?
Oh, I didn't really play. Oh, right, okay.
It's not a game, sorry, you take it seriously.
I was playing a wanking game with myself earlier.
Come on.
Who won?
Who can make myself come quicker, the left hand or the right hand?
So what do? Do you do it like once to finish with the right hand?
Yeah, then we have a couple of hours break. A
couple of hours?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your doing those hours? Doing that
just
time?
Sit there with just your pants around your ankles. Father Campbell, you don't strike me as a religious person.
No, I get that quite a lot. I think it's the apron.
What were you making? Loaves and fishes.
I'm a sort of carpenter on the side. I was making little...
like Jesus?
Yeah, wood. Rubbing the wrong wood, though.
Yeah. Hey. I like making wooden fruit.
And yourself come.
It's a good distraction.
Can we... Yeah, speaking of distractions, Britain's tallest man.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout history, there's been some very tall men in Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the tallest is at least 7 foot something at the
moment.
You're
shorter than 6 foot.
Yeah.
What, unfortunately so, yes.
Have you watched some sort of show whilst you were in Australia that was set in Britain and you thought, oh, they're all that size?
Tracy Beaker? Watching, it was that programme with that guy, that doctor.
Okay.
Doctor who?
Cornwall. I can't remember.
Doc Martin.
Oh, Doc Martin.
Doc
yeah.
Martin, that's it.
Yeah. He's quite tall. I think he's 6 foot. So he's Martin tall.
Did you think the people in the TV were life sized?
Oh, no. I'm not a fucking idiot, mate.
No.
That's surprising.
But I was watching Doc Martin.
Yeah.
I thought, bloody hell, I like him. I want to be that height.
But you knew that you weren't, right?
But you thought.
If you believe in something, anything can be possible. And I thought that God. On the day of the competition, we'd be like, this is his destiny.
Had you prayed that day?
I pray daily, every day.
What about? What'd you pray for today?
Mostly things to do with myself. I do wish to be a little bit taller every single day.
Nice.
Why don't you just accept what you're given?
Oh, God.
Be grateful for it.
Oh, God, no, blaspheming.
Hey,
what's wrong with being. How tall are you?
I'm just about. I'm quite tall, mate. I'm like 7 foot.
Well, you're not.
You're not.
But I am. I was cheated out of the.
How were you cheated out of it?
Well, because I got through no rounds, basically. and I just believe I should have at least made it to the final.
Why do you think they decided to cheat you, of all people, Father Campbell?
Because I'm Australian and because I believe in God.
Oh, wow.
Gods.
I know. You're fucking English.
Well, British, you know. Yeah. Don't forget about Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland. They're fun.
All the same to me.
Right.
So maybe that's why, you know, you've come here with bad intentions. You've just wanted to take a trophy from a lovely British person.
I'm just a bit annoyed that I haven't got what's mine.
It's yours.
You know, I do feel cheated. But
you'd be the last pick in any NBA team.
Yeah.
I can name at least one person that's taller than you and they're in this room, which is Tom.
Or the tripod if you extend it enough.
Oh, bullshit. No, actually, I believe it's the tripod.
I'm taller than your Father Campbell.
No, you're not, mate.
I am. And I'm 6 foot.
He's delusional. He's delusional.
What would you do? How would you cure him if he was delusional?
Well, I'll probably just put my hand on his head and say, God, make this man.
Would you need a stepladder?
Yeah.
If he does it to you and not me, I'll be pretty pissed off, but. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. I thought you were from Birmingham. Can I ask a question, please, Father Campbell?
Of course, mate.
He's been bugging me for a little while.
Anything you want, you just far away.
Why have you got the word slut as
It attracts the tall women. They can read the signs from miles away.
Can they?
Yeah, yeah, they say, oh.
I would have said it. Shorter women can read that because it's only visible from underneath.
And surely you walk with your head down after being caught wanking again.
No, mate. I don't even look at my penis when I
Are you wank. Doing it now?
I just do it.
Is that what the apron's for?
There's
a hole in this pocket, I guarantee
it's a fleshlight too.
Oh, come on, Father Campbell.
It's
You're too busy thinking about your cock rather than your,
really
you know, your church folk.
Yeah.
I don't believe for one second that you are a father.
No.
Why not?
It's just your whole attitude.
Tell me three things about God.
Three things about God, mate.
That I wouldn't know.
That you wouldn't know? He thinks you're a c- How about that?
Whoa. Sort
of pretty aggressive. I do apologise for that.
doesn't seem that seems out of character, really.
One more thing.
Have you won any competitions in your life?
I won one competition. It was who can make the best biscuits that my mum set between me and my brother.
Where you won?
I fucking lost, didn't I?
I answered to my. Yeah. Have you won anything?
And that, I only won because he's so much taller than me.
Is everyone else with delusional, yeah?
She is a silly bitch.
Fit there, yeah.
Oh, aye.
You seem a bit warm.
Bloody hot in here. It's actually quite cold.
Oh, right, okay.
Not usually these climates.
You're from Australia. It's warm over there, isn't it?
There, yeah, man.
It's winter at the moment in Australia.
Yeah, it's still high out there. You can still have a barbie on the beach, though.
How long have you been in there, Britain, for?
Yeah, about 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Just getting used to the climate. Yeah?
Well, I spent most of my money on the plane ticket over.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm just sort of working my way, doing paid gigs here and there.
What's a paid gig for Father Camp?
Oh, sermons.
Could you give us a taste
like
of
Siemens?
Oh, I might. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Chapter 4 of the Bible.
Of
you'll
what
notice
verse?
In chapter 4 it says about Noah and his goats. I want you to think about this for a minute.
You are.
These <We'll> goats.
I mean, chapter 4 of the Bible is Genesis, which is talking about...
Don't argue with a fucking priest, mate.
Ask him who's Jenna.
Don't argue with a priest.
Who's Jenna?
Oh,
that's good, Mother Gamble.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's clever.
Is she tall?
No.
Obsessed. No. What? Are you worried about being attacked or something? Why do you want all these really tall women?
Oh, I just... Yeah, protection.
Well, tall man, not be better.
Do you know how many times I get beaten up in a year?
No.
Like, a lot.
Why?
Been beaten up in the UK?
Yeah, I got beaten up on the train.
Why?
By one of the conductors, believe it or not.
I do believe it, the way you speak to people.
I didn't buy a ticket because I didn't have any money.
Oh, sorry.
So he beat me up.
Do you know when you do these sermons and they have the contribution tray, do you just take that?
Yeah, well, that's what it's for.
Right.
Donations to the church.
Yeah, but if you're just going into that church.
Yeah, but I am the walking church.
Are you a real priest?
To
because
pinch
obviously
a
you're travelling around
look
with.
Me, mate.
You're travelling around
look
with no
me,
money.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, what's happening at your parish? Why have you left? What are you doing here?
I told you I'm on holiday.
6 months?
Yeah.
6 month holiday where you're doing church
and
stuff.
You've got no money. You've got no money.
I'm here right now, aren't I?
You'll get paid for this.
So all you have is a plane ticket's worth of money. So you don't get paid
for what?
It's an unpaid holiday.
You watched Doc Martin and made a bold decision based on that.
I made an intelligent
that's
decision.
That's more than bold.
But it wasn't, though, was it? Because you're homeless.
Well, for now.
And stranded thousands of miles away from your home.
I've got a place to stay now.
Where?
Right here.
No, I'm going to have you here wanking.
Yeah.
Waiting 2 hours and wanking again.
Who wrote that on your forehead?
I will. Well, I don't know who wrote that, but I'm going to...
Was it your left hand or right hand?
Yeah. For what, wanking?
No.
I told you it was both.
You got
not simultaneously.
Oh.
Can you leave now, please?
Yeah, I bloody want to, mate.
Just quickly, what is your type?
My type?
Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
Just tall women. See you later, everyone.
All right.
Bye, mate.
See you at church, I guess.
Do you like that at all? Absolute abomination.
Just bumped into Zoe. I completely forgot I look like this.
What was her reaction?
Just laughing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Not with me, just at me.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was with you.
Yeah.
She owes you 20 quid now.
Oh, yeah.
It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney! Looney! Looney!
Great to be back.
Got any sweets?
We were there last week.
Sweets are all sweets.
I've got
you
some sweets
back. Oh, fuck off.
Sweet?
No, it's all right, mate.
Oh, yeah, you want some sweets?
No.
Give my boy Smith some sweets.
If it's part of your Tom Looney, then...
sake.
Do we all have to have them?
No one has to have a sweet. Ridiculous.
Oh!
Yeah.
I have a wee wee.
You had a wee wee?
I'll tell you later.
So I've been delving deep again. Delving deep into Reddit.
If you're a singer, you'd be called Adele.
Yeah,
nice. Short-term moment.
On a great thread, ask women.
Was it a great thread?
Sweaty thread.
Oh, Ryan. Oh.
Very sweaty.
Very sweaty.
Are you all right? Why are you eating? Why are you eating that?
Max doesn't like the sight of sweat.
Get rid of it. I want to.
Do you want to put it in this paint pot?
So I was reading all things that women find attractive in men. Kind of
in men?
Yeah, well, in
cucumber.
That's cute.
About men. About men. Okay. And I collated all the stuff that came up like all the time. The kind of
few things. Instagram, did you?
Well, this might be quite useful for you, because obviously
we'll see.
Yeah. See how many of these you're ticking off. So
I'm ticking off women.
Fixing things around the house.
It, fucking mate. Hate me.
Yeah. Not like a trade. But just being able to fix things.
DIY
around the house.
That's what I say to the women. Do it yourself. I don't know what I'm doing with that.
Men who can fix shit. Men that can build. Big forearms. That came up all the time.
So close.
Strong strong hands and big forearms.
Yeah. Popeye.
Yeah, basically.
I've got those badminton forearms that makes the girls cream.
Yeah. People still like chivalry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems a bit kind of outdated, but...
Opening a car door?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, they say, so a lot of people were saying, obviously I can carry things by myself. I know that, but, you know, I want people to offer.
I got up for a girl to sit down on a bench and... The reaction was too much and it became like ironic.
Yeah.
Never do it again.
Right.
So homeless guy sleeping on a bench and said there's people trying to sit it, mate.
that's one person stopping three people from sitting.
Yeah.
That's chivalrous.
Only one person, well, it was me. Yeah.
That's sexy.
I am.
Just a guy. No feminine traits.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that one was a shame, yeah. Toxic.
Are these like voted for?
Yeah, these are real. Now these are kind of vote. So, to be fair, a lot of the comments were kind of like, you know, awareness to realise that it's not like some right dodgy stuff that comes up.
Yeah.
But in that, I want people to know that it's kind of almost like a fantasy.
I'm thinking it's choking.
But yeah, it's. You know, obviously, you know, there's a fine line. It's like with confidence. I want them to be really confident, but not arrogant.
Yeah.
You know.
I want them to be nice to me.
Yeah, it was a great segment.
Human never really came up.
Oh, I think it'll come up. I found out this week that I'm someone's weird crush.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a screenshot of someone's dating app, and they put my weird crush is Stephen Truss. I thought, that's what I am. I'm a weird crush.
Yeah, I'm a weird crush's friend.
Yeah. No, you'd be a weird crush.
No, I wouldn't. Weird, fuck off. Sexy crush should be like the crush like posters on their room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On their room.
That I put up.
Hey, DIY.
Yeah. 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 There you go.
Oh, you're just trying to get your passion.
And not too arrogant.
Take strong forearms.
We had fun.
Yeah, weird crush. Yeah. I'll take that though.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Ashamed to like me. Thanks. It's time for Ryan's appliance.
This is gonna be. It's gonna
go.
Shit level.
Oh, I love this. Yes.
These are things I'm going to apply for in the future.
Wow.
Hopefully.
I'll go and see bus passes on there.
No. Might as well. Football tickets, World Cup in Canada. That'll be fun.
Wow. When's
and,
that?
A few years, isn't it?
After Quebec, is it? Or Qatar?
Oh, a couple of them are in... Most of them are in America.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yes, yeah. US.
Well, I'll go
US
to, well, I really want to go to, like, Vancouver, like, that kind of way.
I don't know if it's there, though. Yeah,
might not be there.
And then it's not like, oh, it's in a different city. Thousands of miles.
I'll use it as an excuse to
go there and just watch it.
Just go watch it at a bar in Canada.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But I'm going to... Yeah, Canada, then.
You're going to go to Canada. You're going to apply to Canada.
Yeah, I'm going to apply for the visa for Canada, but that has just ruined my next one.
Apply for a plane ticket.
Well, no, visa.
I like this hair that's poking up.
That's fun.
Do you have to apply for a visa to Canada?
No, but my next one is applying to a visa for Nepal.
Because they're in the Commonwealth, aren't they?
Sure.
I don't know if British people can just move over there. I don't know.
I am going to apply... to be in the new Lord of the Rings series, Rings of Power.
Oh,
nice.
I'm going to be on it before that last season ends.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
Are we going to put some money down on this?
Yeah, is there
still time for this?
Yeah, there's like,
season
like
one.
Eight seasons, I think.
Wow, what season are they on at the moment?
Not even started one yet.
Oh, wow.
Can we say now that if you don't get on it, we shave your eyebrows off?
Sure. That's fair. That's a confident man. Yeah.
So you've got 8 seasons to get on it.
Yes. Got years.
Otherwise, you lose your eyebrows.
Even as an extra, we give it, we go, yeah, for
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna...
Guys, if anyone out there works for Amazon yeah. and watches this podcast,
stay well sure. clear. Yeah. Let me have my fun.
hey, Mr. Bezos, I know you watch, I know you lol, but fuck him off, yeah?
Yeah.
Look at him. This is how he turns up to work.
Yeah, commitment. I would do anything.
Wow. I don't think there's any sluts in Lord of the Rings.
I will do anything, he says.
Yeah, I will do pretty much
look at this ring of power.
Take a look, Mr. Bezos. Yeah, yeah.
I want to apply for your show.
Nice. What else?
I put gym, but you don't apply for the gym. Because my Joe Wick.
Here is my show reel for the gym.
I'm going to cancel the Joe Wick soon. And, well, I have cancelled.
He has been cancelled as well.
Has he?
Why not? No, hopefully.
Nick, we've got 6 days to make it happen.
And then we sort of mentioned countries earlier. I was going to apply for my apply for a Nepalese visa.
Why?
So I can walk around the Himalayas.
Right, just walk on your own. Yeah,
yeah, well, not on my own.
Could have someone carry your bags.
Oh, wait.
What a great segment.
Yeah, that is.
What are you going to edit that with?
Yeah, I've got no fucking idea.
Just stick more of mine in, mate. Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah,
oh, you said that before, eh?
Hey! Oh, women don't want that.
Sex.
Oh, they might do.
Sorry.
Sex, eh?
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it.
Never know enough people are
it's
doing
because
it.
Because I'm looking at that great painting that says sex. That's what's on my mind.
Oh, yeah, 69.
Rartits.
Oh.
Rat it.
It's tough, put it to the max.
Oh,
put it to the max, to the max,
put it to the max.
Why does it always rain on me? Sang Travis once on a song.
Good song.
Arrogant prick. It rains on us all. I get wet just like him. You don't see me sing about it. I'd like to be singing. I swear I would. But I carry a tune about as well as baby crying bins out. As a baby carrying the bins out. Lazy babies. I want to be a star, though. What do I do? I've got no talents, Ree.
I've got to say, that Travis joke is... that's brilliant. I feel like it's been wasted on Put It To The Max at the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd tell them to say that on stage, because that's very funny.
Yeah.
He's a sort of wacky character. Just...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
An idea.
You can have that.
Yep.
So, sorry, he wants to be famous from saying that.
He wants to be famous just in general, but he's got no talent.
No talents.
Okay.
Which I guess you sort of see a lot,
it's
don't
a
you?
Common problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
TikTok, TOWIE, yeah. Other things that begin with T. Texas. Travis.
Tenerife. Travis.
No, Travis.
Toronto. Canada.
What were you doing in Toronto?
No.
Tasting taint. I'm just saying there's T words.
Tasting taint.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan. How much to taste taint in Toronto?
It doesn't have to be your own.
Yeah.
Tasting taint.
Taint.
Yeah. No eyebrows.
I don't really know what you're asking.
It's like a gooch, isn't it? I think it's a gooch.
Okay, right. Yeah. Oh,
it's a little lick.
$10,000.
Really? What? It could be a woman's.
Just. I'll still take $10,000. Don't know the risk.
Yeah, but,
the fucking risk.
There's a fucking mousetrap there, isn't there?
I don't know.
It's very serious.
Chili powder.
Can you talk a little bit about the risks that you might face?
Sorry, this is the gooch, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no such thing as gooch AIDS.
What risk might you face?
Just might be quite grim. Right, I mean, it will be quite grim.
Yeah, but you had a cheese sandwich in that video. It looked quite grim.
Yeah, but...
What if it is, like, the sexiest man you've ever seen? And he's just washed it.
I mean, I'd still quite
I'm
like
not booking flights to Toronto.
Hey!
Sorry. My armpit.
Yeah.
A little wet. I just don't... What a ridiculous question about would I... What would I...
It's a lady. It's a lady.
It's a lady.
Sexy lady.
Right,
it's
sexy lady.
I like her very much.
How much do I... And I like her very much. Yeah. I'll do it for free then if I like her very much.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't like her at all, I'll do it for...
Despite the risks.
Couple of grand.
Why is she guffed in your eye?
Yeah, pink eye, man.
Oh, you're walking around Toronto, couldn't even see the World Cup game. It was like,
no eyebrows, slot written on your forehead.
Shit on a day.
Nowhere showing the World Cup. Apply for a plane to get home.
Send me to Nepal.
Probably would happen as well, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah, probably, man. Yeah.
Just another chapter in Ryan Locke's autobiography.
Yeah.
Would you read that?
Yeah, I would. If he didn't write it.
Yeah, you'd need a ghostwriter, wouldn't you?
You don't have a talent, that's fine. Just
don't worry about being famous.
Just slander famous people.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Just say things constantly.
Yeah, if you're not worried about kind of your own soul, and just be horrendous, be absolutely horrendous, say outrageous things.
You'll find a following.
Yeah. Oh, God, you would, yeah. Piers Morgan, he's...
Katie Hopkins.
Yeah.
Dad.
What's his name?
Piers Brosnan. Ryan's dad isn't Piers Brosnan.
Yeah.
Andrew Tate.
Piers Brosnan?
Piers Brosnan.
You said Piers Morgan, I was just thinking of...
Oh, right, I was thinking, Piers. Does he come out as like Piers Morgan?
I think Piers Brosnan's nice.
Horrendous.
Just chat shit.
Yeah.
Loud, if anything's trending, just have an opinion on it.
You might have sort of YouTubers that get big on, was it like gossip or...
Yeah, go on Love Island. That is the cesspit of talentless.
Yeah, just get really ripped, get in great shape. Maybe it's just one angle you could take and then...
And then
say inflammatory things.
Yeah. And people,
sexy racist.
People won't really take notice of it then, because like...
Yeah, it's fine.
EDDL.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Tommy Throbinson, if he was sexy. He's not.
Hey.
Could be.
You think he's sexy?
No, I don't, but someone probably does.
Oh, so you're defending that person who might have the hots for Tommy.
Gotta defend people.
Cameron sort of looks a bit like him.
Cameron people there.
Yeah.
This is it, looking out for my boy Cammy G.
Clammy Gooch.
How much?
Clammy Gooch. Gosh, stumbled on something golden there.
Nice.
I'd lick it.
Ryan.
Sorry.
I was just
say you were joking afterwards is quite sad. It's quite nasty.
Sorry, Cameron. Cammy Gooch.
Gooch is weeping now.
I'd lick it.
How much to rim Cameron Green?
He's outside. He's in the front room.
We're talking million.
Not a million.
Yeah, I am.
500 grand.
As he
100,000 pound in a suitcase right now. I've opened up. It's there. You can feel it. You can touch it.
All I've got to do.
What you got to do?
Great.
Cameron's hanging out of his ass right now. He's been out. He's had a rough night.
Even if he was fresh out the bath, I'd be struggling.
Oh, he's had a heavy session with the boys.
Heavy session.
He just played 5-a-side and lost 10-1.
It's good though.
Set up the one.
And I've got to lick his bum.
No, not his bum. His gooch.
Oh, gooch, sorry.
It's just a little bit of skin.
He's got to tickle it for 20 seconds.
100,000, I'd do it, I suppose.
You'd do it for 50.
No, I wouldn't.
Tickle his gooch for 20 seconds. 50,000.
Nah,
100 quid just to tickle his gooch.
Just with his finger.
Sure.
No. That was his tongue.
Okay.
With your fingers.
There's tickling and
lickling. There is tickling and lickling, Your Honour. And I was tickling.
Tickling and licking. It's the same thing if it's both with my tongue, though, isn't it?
No, you're not doing it right. Yeah, because you were going to wear leather hot pants for 10 years for 45,000.
Yeah, but it's...
Walking around with a mouldy penis.
Yeah.
Cameron, I'll lick your gooch for...
For 20 seconds, for how much? I think 10 grand.
Realistically,
£5,000.
I think £5,000.
I think £5,000. You'd do.
Easiest £5,000 you've ever made.
£20,000, mate.
£15,000 a minute.
Two grand.
£2,000
Lick Cameron's gooch.
No, for 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
What about a grand?
A grand and we can probably make it happen. I'm happy
we could
to chip in.
Great second channel video.
I'd
watch it.
Cameron's up for it. I know he's up
for it. Actually, main channel, cut away.
I'd lick Cameron's gooch for a grand.
For 20 seconds?
Yeah.
15.
So much longer.
He's got to get in there.
15 seconds for a grand.
Let's do it.
That has come down a lot from a million.
Let's make it happen.
We could make that happen.
I thought it was his bum hole.
We could make that happen.
I thought it was his bum hole.
It's
a grand. We can do that.
The greatest negotiator in the world. He said a million.
I got him down. His bubble.
I've shaved off 5 seconds. I shaved off 5 seconds and he dropped it to
a thousand. We're getting an extra big food shop this month. No, you know, I said you could retire early. Well, that's not happening.
Guys, keep the £999,000 at home. We got him, boys. That's good. That's good, though.
£1,000.
I did say, but I thought it was. Oh, right, originally, but
he's definitely farting in those 15 seconds.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
That's funny, lad. Funny, lad.
Yeah.
He's probably eating a mixed grill.
Yeah.
It's all going on.
It'd be shorter than his intro, though.
Yeah, very true.
Never know with Cameron, do you?
No, that's true.
Starts out as 20 seconds.
Stay tuned.
It's time for this.
It's the final
question. I may have not really prepared this one, as sorry? My final question is, what are those? Who remembers that?
That's
what
good.
Are those?
What were they? That's a question.
God, what were they?
Was it the Vans?
What's anything?
Yeah, it's just shoes, wasn't it?
Or is that
what
Damn
was it?
Daniel?
Was it specifically Vans?
Do you like white Vans, Ryan?
White Vans.
Your dad used to drive one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We did.
How would you feel if your dad said, I predominantly make all my money by licking Cameron's taint?
That's a tough one to take.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Like I said, I'd be very shocked.
And he says, and it's time to train you up in the family business.
I want to get you involved.
My father, my father's father. Generations of licking greens. When I said you got to have your greens, son.
I have more questions for Cameron than
than
my dad.
It's just because you're too nervous to ask your dad.
You'd have more questions for Cameron.
Yeah, but like, why?
Your dad has just told you this news, and you're like, well, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Like a call. That I understand. Yeah. Get Cameron on the phone. I can accept that.
If that's how he made his money, I don't care.
Really?
No, I'm not bothered.
Is there any way he could make his money that you would care?
If he killed someone?
If he was, you know, breaking the law.
Yeah.
Or
if he's been doing this for years, then I think Cameron might have been underage at one point.
Yeah.
But if
Cameron's grown up, Cameron's never questioned it. He's grown up on it.
There's a lot of money moving around in these circles, and you know your dad's making some of that wealth.
Yeah.
Why did
Cameron
somehow
is making
Prescott,
money on this too?
You know? Every summer, straight to Prescott. But why, Father? There's nothing
business.
Fucking there.
Business trip.
Just stay in the car for an hour.
God. 15 seconds, he gets a grand. What's that in an hour? That's a lot of money.
Shit. God, yeah.
Shit. God, I'd do that.
Your dad's fucking smart businessman.
Yeah, man. He's
been doing it years, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Probably.
How much is toothpaste? Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that was what those were, it turns out. He says one of those, and it would have cut to...
It was the greens, Gucci's.
Yeah. And
the
Lock's tongues.
Yeah. What an episode.
It really was something.
Yeah.
Not sure what it was.
That'd be, yeah.
If you're still watching, can you put...
have a word with yourself.
Eat your greens in the comments, please. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan!
I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
Yeah, Looney.
Mental.
And the man, the myth, the Smith, Max Smith.
Thank you.
Anyway, thanks for watching. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
Cheers, guys.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.